lot about mentors and mentoring. We run a mentoring program, the Boulder CU Leadership Program. Do you have other mentors who just had a huge impact on you? And do you go back and tell them how they've impacted you?
Yeah, I went back to Rebecca Ken and told her that she had a great influence on me. My music teacher at my secondary school, Helen Rycroft, changed my life just because she saw me immediately and knew what I could do before I did. And it was because of her that I started learning Schubert Lieder. She just was like, "What? That's what we're going to do. That's your instrument. We have to make sure we take care of it." And then as life has gone on, I've picked up many along the way. And this is not to name drop, but it's true. I promise you it's true. But Oprah Winfrey is one of those people who really sort of helped me. She provides some really wonderful ideas to keep coming back to. She was the first person to say, you don't have to say yes to everything. Sometimes no is a really good sentence to use. And it is. And that's not to say you don't take all the chances when they come at you, but also, sometimes no is a good sentence to use if you have discernment, you know? Let yourself see all the things that you want to see, do all the things you want to do, but understand when it's time to rest and stop for a second. Because I was really bad at doing it. I was doing everything I could possibly do. And I was like, and I got this email from her. And she said, "I see you're going to this event. I know because they asked me to come too." And she said, "You should say no sometimes." And there was this, when no one was doing the emojis, like, an emoji of her, like, prayer hands in this email, said, "Say no." I have never forgotten it, because it was both surreal and a little cool. I wish I could do that. Like, I'm going to send an emoji, "Say no," sometimes. You know, it was so loud, but calm at the same time. Loving, but stern. You know? So I've had, you know, she was definitely a wonderful mentor for me, and I'm lucky enough to just, even my director, John Doyle, who is now a lifelong friend, who just is always asking me to challenge myself, whether it be on stage or on screen. It's, you know, a wonderful thing to bump into these people as you go along, yeah.
Well, we're so glad you didn't say no to us, but
remember.
I will share just the gratitude for you being here. I know a part of it was this mentoring spirit,
yeah,
to
very much so.
Share your thoughts with young people, yeah, in our community.
Yeah.
And I think that relates to your kind of core values as a person. And again, you know, I think that's at the heart of leadership.
Yeah.